So here's what needs to happen. And I'm not going to argue about this because I know all the arguments. So you're not going to help me by telling me something that I already know. Just want to say that. What ought to happen is there ought to be a free, nonprofit, public interest venture that carries mainstream news organization posts on it the way Twitter does, with a few added features. I think the argument about whether or not there needs to be a character limit, I think that's over. I think that posts should have links in them and titles if you want. If you don't want, no titles. And then all of the basic features that you see in Twitter, like an included picture, but a fixed size picture. So in other words, you don't get to overwhelm anybody with like pixels. So that's on the one hand. It is not a place for discussion. It's only for news. And it's only from like real news organizations. That's where it's going to get a little tricky. But it should be run by the news industry. That's the important point. They make the rules. So instead of being in the, you know, cheap seats, throwing rocks at the at what is basically a very difficult problem. And you see it in the whole business. You know, it took a lot for them to get me to be sympathetic with Substack, but that interview that The Verge did with the Substack CEO is shameful. It's ridiculous. It's bullshit. You caught the guy not wanting to make a policy statement right then and there. He came for an interview. And you're trying to corner him into a policy statement, knowing full well he's not going to do it. And all of the idiots on the internet now are saying, oh, look, they're a piece of shit company because blah, 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 blah. Because somebody told us we could say that, and now we're going ahead and saying it. It's like, oh, great. Thanks so much for being such a public servant there. Tough question you ask. And I think that really they're avoiding the responsibility that they have to contribute to this situation, not just sit on the sidelines taking cheap shots. The distribution of news is something that the news industry should be interested in and should contribute to, period. This whole idea that each news organization stands on its own and it's just like completely antiquated. It's out of date. It's been wrong for like almost 30 years now. There needs to be, I mean, the existence of Twitter is proof that there needs to be something doing what Twitter does, but it obviously shouldn't be owned by a partisan. Get it? So this is a good moment to actually do this, that the leading news organizations, you know who you are, should all withdraw from Twitter now. And you all should contribute in some fashion, financially, editorially, technically, whatever, into simply just creating what you were using Twitter for. Not what we were using Twitter for, but what you were using it for. It's a place where we can go to find out what's new. That's it. Online place to find out what's new without a whole lot of bullshit. That's what it's doing. So we need that. But we don't need it owned by the guy who owns Twitter now is not a good person to have owning that. And it's only going to get worse. So it's time for news organizations to do a little bit of leading here. Stick your necks out a bit and help.